like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
And we are live. Unexpectedly. Holy shit. It is always nice to surprise yourself, let alone surprise others. Depending on how you're coming at them, depending on what you're coming at them with. So better yet, we come at you with a brand new episode of Truth Speech. This is Gabriel Hernandez coming at you live here. This is Truth Speech episode 483. Happy Sunday to all. This is supposed to be our day of recovering from our sins. Some people, the sins of Saturday, partying their asses off, getting absolutely fucked up. And I just got done saying we're not going to cuss here. God, we fucked up already. Just kidding, but who gives a damn? Listener discretion and viewer discretion is advised. We are going to sync up the live feed, the video feed, because we are not live yet. On the video feed, so we're gonna back it up. All right, so in 4, 3, 2, I didn't even have the video feed lodged up properly, but can you see I'm rocking a beanie today, man? Why? Because even though in California, ladies and gentlemen, it's like almost 105, well, presently it's actually 93 degrees, but there's heavy winds right now, and I could have sworn that I remember seeing, like, the, what's it called, the weather, and it was set to be absolutely fucking hot, man, but point blank is, I have these most amazing fan right here, too, so, dude, Julie got me for a gift. Holy shit, dude, that is one hell of a gift, right? It's an absolutely badass fan. It's wireless, too. And it's rechargeable. It has a rechargeable battery, so you don't have to really use too much energy, only to really charge it. So that's cool on top of the air conditioning and stuff running like that. But overall, relatively kept pretty cool in here today, ladies and gentlemen, just as we are going to keep it here today on our show. Like we said, listener discretion is advised. Viewer discretion is advised. We are on a time constraint today. Is it constraint or time? I'm just going to say time limit. We're on a time limit today, as always. We are not always on a time constraint, by the way. So I mean, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we have X, we have Instagram, and we have Threads. So x.com/gtkingofficial, and if you want to follow our podcast page directly, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this, because we got a bunch of social media. We just added in a couple more social media platforms to our repertoire of skills, meaning that we have more traffic for the podcast coming, and more of the same post from the main accounts, you know, more of the same post being posted throughout all my main accounts and stuff. So like a post that I put on Twitter or Instagram or Threads, it's going to be assignment. If it's a really good post, you know how you post like the same picture on multiple platforms, it'll be just the same as if it was a really good post, in which I have done. You check them out. Like I said, we got Instagram, I got Linktree too. So if you click the link in my Instagram bio, I do believe Instagram.com/GTheKingOfficial. You like to do. It's still massively cut. I need to actually trim the beard a little bit. But if you click the link, you have access to all of my social media. All of my social media, as well as, you know, you get front row access to all things Truth Speech Pod. I know there is some episodes on there that are locked, but it's just to keep it like that, you know what I mean? Just to kind of see how it is. In a way, I don't expect people to go back and listen to stuff that far, because the earlier the podcast, I mean, the earlier the episodes, I mean, I start to think that after so long, I was turning on the fan because it's kind of hot in here. It gets kind of nippy. I mean, you did see that I took the beanie off, right? But every single episode that I put out is the best current episode after that. So there's no way that we can go against that. Did you guys check out my fucking video on Twitter? I know I post a bunch. I repost a lot. Well, repost it now. It used to be called retweet. Now it's retweeting. And regardless of the fact of, there was something I wanted to mention here. I just kind of posted this right before we started. Was I noticed when I was listening and looking back at the previous episodes and like the episodes that we just did, maybe looking at this episode, for example, like the next day or later on, I noticed that the audio sound in a lot of ways is kind of like spotty, like as if it's censoring every single word that I'm saying or every other word. And it's like, what? It's not like that. It's nowhere near. It's not true. There's no scenario where they're actually doing that. It's just the way that the audio is being recorded in the microphone and the preferred microphone on the laptop. So it's something we had to get adjusted to, and that was something I wanted to quickly adjust to earlier. So it's going to be two forms of video. Obviously, might be. I don't fucking know if it's going to be the same way. It might be, but who gives a fuck? You get Truth Speech all day and all night. And every single last, probably like the last five episodes, each last five episodes of Truth Speech are available. Obviously, we're not going to charge anyone to listen to our show. Why in the fuck would we ever do that? We should not charge for the truth. I shall remove those paywalls. But like I said, we're on a time schedule today here on True Speech with the King. So like I said, GT King Official on x.com/GT King Official. G the King underscore official on Instagram. G the King underscore official on Threads as well. So like I said, gab.com/GT King Official as well. We just rejoined Gab. I think we've talked about Gab before on the podcast before. And I rejoined it. I rejoined that. I mean, I have Truth already. I'm trying to be on every single social media platform possible, because we're boycotting Twitter today, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys see my post earlier? Boycotting Twitter. Why? Because they will not give me an account back that belongs to me. They deem that they can't verify that this owner of this account is me. And I'm not trying to do all that extra government bullshit, IDs, all this other shit. No, because it simply belongs to me. Why should I have to provide my personal details when people collect our data constantly on the internet, other countries? Our data isn't safe. Nothing we post online is safe. However, there's a lot that I have said. There's a lot that I have done. But I can tell you this more than anything. 95% of the things that are on the internet posted by me, by yours truly, ladies and gentlemen, by Gabriel Hernandez, I don't give a fuck if they're there. Same thing when it comes to dirt. People try to pin me to something or make assumptions about me that aren't true, or try to make me look bad, or make me look inhumane, or make me look like an asshole, or make me look like a monster, try to flip the script, play the victim. You know, it happens all the time, dude. It's happened online with people. I mean, when they go and report your little tweets or your offensive post or something, or something you said 100 years ago, or trying to pull up every little horrible thing you said. Point blank is, for me personally, as a human being, as a man in general, I am a nice guy. I will treat you great. I will treat you like a king. I'm not gay, so we gotta backtrack. We gotta cut that last part out. I backtracked. Okay, let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. I will treat you like a queen. I will treat you like a purchase of person of interest, not person of purchase of interest. We are absolutely fucking still high. We're the high is probably still coming down from earlier, dude. Because mind you, I had not gotten high in a while, so this is the first time in a while. Well, coming off of it now, coming off the first time earlier was the first time in a while. So I'm not a person that's gonna go around mistreating people. And for the longest time, I've said, "Oh, I treat people how they treat me," but generally, I like to kind of feel it out, feel their vibe, see how they are. You know, see how they carry themselves. How you carry yourselves is the most important thing. As we said the other day, and something we mentioned the other day as well, more of it is how you respond to the adversities than the actual horrible event or tragedy occurring. Our response is everything. We've got to be the ones who can change individually. It can't be your partner. It can't be your mother. It can't be your sister or brother. It's all got to start within. Because I've seen in many cases where lots of people have issues, admitting the truth. And it's sickening to watch, man. Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, it is sickening to watch. It is revolting that people don't want to be 100% honest. I can understand it in some ways. You know, there's three different factors mainly that always go into it. Scared of the truth. Enjoy living insecure and false lies more than anything. That they just completely shun away from the truth. Number three, they're not paying attention enough. The two one-way think. Their vision is only one-way thinking. People's visions being one-way only has and causes them to see certain portions of life and not the full nature of life's beauty, unable to enjoy the quality of life to its fullest extent. You're unable to enjoy and appreciate the things you have in front of you because you're greedy, because you want more, and because you're unappreciative. People are unappreciative heavily of things that they have, people that they have in their lives. Every fucking snobby ass little bitch ass kid nowadays wants the newest iPhone, or they want the newest pair of Yeezys or newest pair of Jordans or stuff like that. And most importantly, even away from the stupid stereotypes, people want, they aspire to do whatever. They have all these goals in mind. They're quick to mention them. Mind you, they're quick to mention them. They're quick to talk about them. They're keen to convince people why they believe in themselves for it to come true. And a personal one that I know I've done at times before. I'm not presently speaking about it right now because it's not something that I've actually done. But it's deny yourself. I've never denied myself. I don't not believe in myself. I'm very well aware. You know, we all make mistakes as human beings, right? We make mistakes as human beings. We participate in things that make us terrible human beings in a lot of ways. I mean, actions, you know, speak louder than words. I mean, words. I was like thinking about this earlier. So what's more devastating? The actions completed or committed or stinging words? I mean, like I said, going back to what I was saying, I'm not someone who is going to treat someone openly like shit. So for me, you know, I have, honestly, you know, being honest here on a podcast, here we are on August 6th. Happy August, by the way. I don't think we've been on since the beginning of August, have we? Or maybe we're not. Maybe we're just tired. Maybe we're just high. Who knows? But being honest here, being straight up, all right, let's digress. Let's rewind back. Let's die down a second. I have been prone to, you know, committing demons, meaning like cussing someone out. You know, let alone being affected by someone's negative, brutal behavior. Prematurely, immaturely. At times, I've handled it more classy. At times I've, you know, ignored it. But there's been substantial and significant moments where I haven't. And I've fallen prone to that. I've said mean things to people. I'm a complete asshole when people fucking piss me off. But at the same time, I would never sit and piss people off. At the same time, I wouldn't make anyone feel lesser than they should. At the same fucking ass time, I own up to my mistakes, and I'm not afraid to hide from the truth like people are. People are afraid to hide from the truth because they're simply afraid of their reality, of the and the reality and the realistic nature of their actions. I'm not. Karma is a bitch, man, and it works all different ways. I'm not gonna sit here and say something that I don't believe is true. I am very well aware of things that can happen. I'm very well aware of my own actions. And, you know, one of the things I've just been thinking about, like, the last few weeks is, like, dude, the way karma works and the way karma's been working on me presently as a person in general, I feel like with personal actions, obviously, this is my opinion, we're entitled to our own opinions. We're in a world full of people with different, you know, amusing, entertaining, and insightful opinions, some outlandish opinions, but we're in a world full of opinions. I think that karma acts on your last sin that you've committed. And if it's not that way, it's like your entire hat is full. You pick a name out of the hat, right? And then you decide, what the fuck sin did I do? What the fuck sin was committed? And karma is going to hit you in a different way. But I don't want to sit here and say that it's karma, because, you know, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of things I've gone through personally as a just as a person in personal relationships and certain things that, you know, haven't really went the way that they should, you know, miscommunications and all that. Well, I mean, obviously, like I said, this is not a relationship-based podcast. It's about accountability. Well, this specific subject, accountability, owning up to your problems, your mistakes. When you got two couples, like, on the left and the right side, for example, like, dude, both of you guys got to meet in the middle. Meeting in the middle means no one's team captain. You guys are a team. You're like a football team. I was explaining this a couple weeks ago. Well, to think of the coach as your relationship. So the word relationship is right, plastic, right in front of you, right? You and your partner, doesn't matter which gender, which sexual orientation, a relationship is a relationship. You get two individuals that enjoy each other's company. You don't miss, I don't know, you don't try to pull them apart. You need to encourage people to create more relationships with each other. People need to react differently. People need to react and interact differently. Respect is needed to be thrown out there more. I mean, respect is not earned. Or it's not given, it's earned. And for me, like I said, going back, or like I said earlier, I would like to get to know the person first. I like to get the kind of vibe. I kind of get to like to try to understand where they're coming from, how they're talking, how they present themselves. And I like to carry myself as if I can tell within like 5 seconds or a minute or an hour or so before I can fully say that I've gotten down who they truly are. I mean, I don't truly know. Sometimes it takes longer. But, you know, it just depends on what they give out. You know, I like to say in some fucked up ways that a lot of people are generally the same nowadays. I mean, when you see constant people who appear to act the same and or portray the same abilities and or actions and or behaviors towards people, you know, you can just put them in a large category instead of labeling everybody to being the same. I mean, I've met wonderful people all the time. I mean, doesn't mean that I think that the world's shitty. I just think that people are heavily attracted to people. I think people are obsessed with the fact that we all need relationships. We all deserve them. We don't need them to survive. We don't need a single person to survive. We need ourselves more than anything. The battle within starts when you wake up in the morning. You need yourself, you need your goals, you need your commitment. If you don't have any of that, If you don't respect or love yourself first, then that's where the problem starts. And when I say love yourself, you gotta love yourself enough to not allow someone to walk all over you. You gotta be around people who wanna see you succeed. You wanna be around people who enjoy seeing you happy, who want to see you thrive. If something's wrong, they're gonna have your back immediately. If you need to speak your mind about something, discuss something, have a private conversation, they're gonna have your back. People who are non-judgmental. Because last time, ladies and gentlemen, I checked, who the fuck are we to judge anybody? We're in an open society. Yeah, we may be on planet Earth. Yeah, maybe in the United States. Yeah, maybe the governments may be different. Yeah, just around the world may be a little bit slightly different. But at the end of the day, are we not all humans? Black, white, Chinese, Latino, Indian. We all bleed the same. We all have organs. We're all people. We need to act like it. People need to act like it within their relationships. People need to act like it amongst themselves, within their families, within their friends, their personal relationships, and, you know, your romantic relationships and or relationships with your cousins, your sisters, your friends. You got to really cleanse your soul. You got to cleanse your circle. I don't know why I struggled with that one. I hope you guys are enjoying this one, because like I said, we have a shorter, much shorter podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you like our show, like I said, Truth Speech is available everywhere you get your podcast, and our video version, our video edition, is exclusively available on Rumble. For fuck's sake, when we're adding these other social medias platforms, we might see anywhere and everywhere we can possibly put our video out and our audio. So we want it to be heard by everyone, but the total amount of plays is not going to all be generated in one spot. But who gives a fuck? As long as the video is available for everybody. Like I said, you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on x.com/truthspeechpod. x.com/gtkingofficial. Like I said, this is Truth Speech. And by the way, the Truth Speech X account, a.k.a. Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, will be verified with the blue tick in about a little bit under 2 weeks. Just let everybody know, so it establishes more traffic, more revenue, and more people attracted to that account, meaning generates more traffic and builds your account up more in a positive way. Regardless if you pay for the blue tick or not, I had that on the original KWTK Pod account, and so after a while I just stopped paying because I didn't have access to the account, so it stopped paying for the blue check, and I lost the blue check on there. But we've restored it on the Truth Speech Pod account, and my account is obviously still the same. But yeah, I've been a lot of the X. I don't fucking like calling it X, man. A lot of Twitter today, a lot of threads, and I've been kind of posting it simultaneously on multiple platforms. So what else we got here? We're probably gonna cover two more things, and then we're gonna run because we are on a very tight time schedule today, ladies and gentlemen. So the world, all right, we just got to talking about the United States, right? So the events that occur in the United States aren't to be of surprise to anybody. Like, you think about 9/11, think about the Vegas shooting, we just talked about this the other day, all these big tragic events. COVID, Spanish flu. I mean, for fuck's sakes, America bombed Hiroshima, man. And you're looking at the act of corruption. Oh, the elites, the global leaders, the global people in charge, the people who want to. Sorry about that. If the audio listeners actually lost the audio for a second, the global leaders that are quote unquote in charge of the people, they want to establish control. They want to establish dominance. They want to so two things: so control and dominance, mind control, not literally, but they want to control the narrative. They want to control what the people are thinking. They want to control how the people go about thinking about stuff. I mean, on top of them trying to control the food, which they have in some ways. Control what people can and can't do, telling them to mask up, or they're going to punish them. know, people suffering massive adverse effects from these vaccines as of late. Younger people dropping down, heart problems, blood clots. You know, censorship on social media of political candidates. Cancellation of people that shouldn't be canceled. Court cases, federal cases against people that shouldn't be having these. Innocent people getting treated like shit. Relationships going bad within people. I mean, dude, the corruption within a election with the former former President Donald Trump. I mean, them trying to indict Trump for the third time. Indicting him? What the fuck? For what? Anything and everything they're trying to do to silence him. They try to do it to Tate, who just got released off of house arrest, that's been enjoying life ever since, somewhat. Getting his cars and all that. I don't know, man. Censorship and people covering things up. And I feel the narrative has massively changed. I feel that people are like a lot more awake now about stuff. I mean, let alone what's going on in the world. And, you know, there's a barrier that you kind of have to establish within yourself, depending on yourself and your tolerance level, for how much knowledge you consume, for how much knowledge you're able to think about, for how much knowledge you're able to put through your mind without being overwhelmed, without freaking out, without deeming everything being a conspiracy theory. You gotta sit and think about these things. You gotta change your approach. Like I said, even in this area, can't believe everything you see on the internet, but you gotta follow what your heart tells you. You gotta do your own research. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is unlimited, and knowledge is something that will set you free. And for myself personally, I think I've been able to consume lots of knowledge. I read a lot. I have read a lot since I was a kid. I read a lot just in general online every day. And it's the reason why I'm able to stay awakened to everything that's going on. You know what I mean? So the world is a corrupt place. I mean, for fuck's sakes, it's ran by a child trafficker, human traffickers, rapists, pedophiles, Hollywood elites. More of the celebrities you think and love and appreciate in Hollywood are some of the biggest pedophiles in the world, and have been to Epstein Island. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, moving forward towards our government. I mean, let's move forward right in front of our United States government. Our United States government, the very government that people think care about them. The most corrupt place in the world. Funding money laundering and trafficking human beings. Mexicans. African Americans. You know, you gotta wonder. I don't think it's just Ukraine and the United States. It's probably more than one that. More. Every single one of these governments are corrupt. You know, I seen this picture on Twitter the other day, right? I don't fuck you. I'm calling it Twitter. Just kidding. But really I am, though. So I seen this picture of all the people in charge of all the different countries, dude, all standing together. And there's like this satanic picture above them. I don't know. It wasn't a real picture, but I'm like, dude, all these fucking people are controlling, getting controlled. And all these old Congress members and government officials and their track records and just what they've done, the creepy shit behind the scenes and all that, dude, and all the pedophilic stuff. And they're all old, creepy dudes. I mean, look at Biden. Look at the way he goes about young women and stuff and young children. It's pedophilic. Hunter Biden, you know, just all this unfortunate circumstances, but at the same time, it's the world we live in. At the same time, it's our job to be awakened, and at the same time, it's our job to not be consumed by the knowledge. I was told that by my brother a long time ago, you know what I mean? So you kind of got to honor it in a way. This has been one hell of a talk, though. This is like one of the shorter podcasts that we've done in a while. I think we covered a lot of stuff within a short span of 30 minutes. But I do have to run, ladies and gentlemen, because I have to get going. It's very rare that we do podcasts on time limit. I don't fucking like it. But hey, I originally wasn't going to do a video podcast. But what kind of person would I be to not be able to jump down and sit down for 30 minutes or so to do a podcast? I was like, I'm going to be fucking disappointed within myself if I don't do a fucking podcast today. So the next episode of True Speech will be available this next Friday. This episode obviously will be available on Spotify podcasts, as well as all the other major podcast providers. By the way, it's coincidentally 9 other platforms. We will look at any other possible platforms in the near future to post our podcast on as well. We also have Instagram, like I said, Threads, x.com/GTKingOfficial, x.com/truthspeechpod, and Threads, and obviously .net/GTG_official on Instagram. We got Twitter, we got all of it, dude. Hit the link in my Insta bio and you get access to all my social motherfucking media, folks. So this feels so weird leaving here early, man. It feels so fucking weird. I mean, dude, to do a podcast this soon, like soon to when I have to leave and stuff, and to when we have such a time constraint, it's always been so crazy for me. But anyways, guys, that is it for us today. Audio edition will be up, and the video edition will hopefully be up, but if we can hurry up and do that. So without further ado, guys, we will see you all next week. I don't know about Friday, though. It should be a little bit sooner, shouldn't it? Because, dude, that's a long time. And we're going to talk about a lot when we come back. So we probably will be back before Friday. Don't be surprised if we do come back before Friday. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. Truth Speech Pod. This is Truth Speech Podcast, episode 483. Truth Speech Podcast with the King, a.k.a. Gabriel Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. So we will see you all next week. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good rest of your Sunday. By the time everyone listens and sits and listens, it'll be Monday. And it'll be the beginning of the next week. So, fuck yeah. Let's kick ass during this week. Let's smash the barriers. Let's surpass our goals and don't let our voices be censored, silenced, and get your points out there. Let your voices be heard. Let your voice carry itself across the nation and the room. And don't let the corruption fool you. Don't let anybody try to take your voices and your honor from yourself. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, next week on this episode, on a new episode of True Speech, baby. Back next Friday, baby. And we are, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in to all of our recent episodes of True Speech Pod, as well as subscribing, liking, sharing, rating, reviewing, and suggesting our show to anyone and everyone that you know and or care or give a fuck about, ladies and gentlemen. Warning, this show is not for soft-minded, soft-pussied individuals, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review, and follow us on all of our social media platforms. Until we meet again, sayonara.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. from the scene, real fame. Long as I wake up in the morning, I'ma get a bag. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky, it's time
this
to ride.
This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.